to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot and Renee Duncan, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com, where you'll find the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Check us out on our Facebook page as well. You can just type in House Geeks, look for the little house with funny glasses, and there you will see upcoming classes, events. Watch us record live most Tuesdays on there. And yeah, funny photo Friday comes around. I had a beauty this last week. Oh, a driveway that got broken up. And they used the pieces of the driveway to build a retaining wall.
Oh, jeez.
I kid you not. It was a doozy. Loved it. All right, so today we're talking about home seller do's and don'ts. Number one, don't break up a driveway and use it for a retaining wall. No, just talking about some of the things that we see home sellers that they may be trying to be proactive and thinking that they're helping the situation, but or maybe not, but to avoid some of that stuff and focus on what are the things you really want to do when it's getting time to get your home ready for sale. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing is for most people, they start thinking about a move probably 6 months to a year in advance of actually doing it. Now, usually this will come fast. It'll be fast and furious. They come across a property. They like that property. It sparks the interest in moving. And then they have the discussion, decide they want to do it. Of course, you know, by the time this all happens, the property they were looking at is sold, but it's gotten that ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And people may try to act really, really fast thinking, oh, this, you know, we don't want to miss the next thing that comes along. But in all reality, this ends up taking a while before the house actually is ready for market. And from what I've seen, it's usually 6 months to a year from the time that the thought is first planted. Number one is when that thought is planted, this is for the don't wait until 2 weeks before you think you're ready to contact your real estate agent. This will lead to, when we get into the do's to help with it, when you contact your agent, they'll help you with those pieces of the process. And because you can end up, you know, taking two steps forward to take three steps back, mm-hmm. what, you know, because you're not engaging in the professional that's actually going to assist with that when it's right. time.
An example for that is making sure that you get return on your investment for any kind of improvements or updating. You know, why would you redo a kitchen when you're about to sell it? Believe it or not, a lot of homeowners consider doing that. You're not going to get the full return by improving your kitchen a couple weeks before you sell it.
Or the one that I see a lot, the deck. You know, there's not a whole lot of return typically in the deck. You get it safe and usable and maybe get a fresh coat of paint or stain on it. But, you know, I've had that question come up, oh, should I redo the deck? And so first thing is get that agent engaged right away in the conversation.
Well, now, going back to the kitchen, there are certain things you can do to the kitchen.
We'll get into that in the second half. Sorry, Renee.
I think a common obstacle there is people are under the impression that they shouldn't, quote-unquote, bother their realtor until they're pretty close to ready. And they don't understand that's what we're here for, 24/7, essentially, year-round.
24/7 between the hours of 9
I don't
PM
work past 2 a.m. I draw the line at 2 a.m.
But we're here to guide you, not just when you're close to making a sale or buying a home. Like, that's what we're here for.
We shouldn't feel like
you're wasting our time.
We run into this with buyers, too. You know, mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to waste your time, so we're just going to go out and drive out and look at the house first and then decide if we want to set up a showing. Of course, what happens by then? You know, you get the showing set up, and then the house is under contract. You know, and I always say, if you're going to, if you know, like you're saying, It's we're here to guide you. Engage us right away. We're here for the whole process, not just a little piece of that. Another one is don't think you have to wait until spring. And the first thing is that, first of all, most people's perception of spring and when the spring market actually is are two different things, mm-hmm. you know. So, and different property types sell better at different times of year. And sizes as well, whether, you know, if it's a condo versus a first-time home buyer, second-time home buyers, that these have different peak market times. And so you want to engage your real estate agent once again right away to talk about this and figure out when is not only the best market time, but when might it make the most sense for you. I mean, if you're dealing with the purchase side, you got to equate that in there mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, interesting. Over the winter, and I think in the last 2 years, there were a couple months where the inventory was actually lower than the inventory in the quote-unquote spring market. And for the listeners out there, inventory is measured in number of homes available relative to the number of buyers that are out there. So essentially, it's the demand at that particular time. And it's easy to pull those numbers, and you can pull those numbers on a city by city level, on a neighborhood by neighborhood level. You can take into consideration price ranges, but a good realtor will be able to pull those numbers for you given certain parameters.
So here's one. Once again, I think it's maybe due to the trust in our industry, but we come across this a lot, which is, should I pay for an appraisal prior to putting my home on the market? And really the answer is no. There's no reason to do that. An appraisal is not an estimation of value. It is a tool to determine risk for a bank, is what it's there for. They will draw the line typically at or slightly above if they think that that value is there, or if it's not there, put it at where the opinion of value is. So you will not get an accurate reflection of where should you list this home. What you're getting a reflection of is what is the bank willing to lend, but you don't know depending on that buyer's situation that's coming in. You know, it's an appraiser is hired by a bank. The bank's going, is this good to lend money on or is this not good to lend money on? And if so, if it's not, where do we need to be for that?
Yeah. And interestingly, the appraiser gets the purchase agreement. The purchase agreement has the price right on it. And what would you say? At least 9 out of 10 of the appraisals that happen are the exact purchase price of the home.
Yeah, most definitely. That's almost always the case. And it's a funny one that I ran across was came back and it was at the price on the purchase agreement, but not as the price on the counteroffer addendum. Mm-hmm. And he said in the appraisal, appraised at value of offer. So what did we determine? He didn't read the counteroffer.
Absolutely. That has come into play on one of my deals as well.
Right. So prime example of they're just trying to see risk assessment. That's mm-hmm. it. So you don't need to pay for that. You're a good realtor, I should say, is going to have the tools and the knowledge of how to not only look at it from an appraisal value, but also look at it from what is market value, mm-hmm. you know, because there are those questions and concerns out there. I threw this one in here real quick, Renee, for you. Don't take your own photos.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Don't
so,
do that.
Well, and the reason being is, I mean, it's one thing if you have a couple of photos of the yard and it's the middle of the winter and we need something to put out on the counters or something like mm-hmm. that. Okay, that's great. But I have people, once again, trying to be proactive and they'll shoot their own photos because they took a photography class one time.
Back in 1985.
In 85, yeah. And they developed them down in their darkroom. we got a commercial break coming up real quick. Last one I'm going to touch on is don't try to sell a property on your own. This Zillow did an analysis on this one time, and it was one of the biggest seller regrets was they attempted to sell the property on their own first before engaging a real estate agent, and the stresses that that caused, and potential pitfalls in sale price and things like that. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll get into the do's of selling your home. If you have any questions, give us a call, 612-207-5388. We'll be right back.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
Time to get fired up, Minnesota, and your grill specialists at Warner's Deli have just what you need. A smoking hot deal on a new gas, charcoal, or pellet grill makes this summer season one to remember. For a limited time, Warner's Deli offers free assembly done right by our specialists, free delivery, free recycling, and three free products from no-name butcher-quality meats and seafood. Get a great deal on a grill from Minnesota specialists at Warner's Deli.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Matt from the Green Home Doctors. Do your ceilings show signs of unwanted moisture? Is your home warmer than you want? This means your insulation needs a tune-up and you're leaking expensive air conditioning in the summer. Green Home Doctors analyze your home with specialized equipment and prescribe a remedy that will save you money and save you energy, no matter what the season. Take advantage of rebates from Xcel Energy and CenterPoint Energy and make your home healthier today. Visit greenhomedr.com.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
You're listening to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us, give us a call after the show at 612-207-5388. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions, or if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, happy to help assist with that as well. Check us out online also at housegeeks.com. Today we're talking about home selling do's and don'ts. Threw in a couple of home buying do's and don'ts in there too. But last segment we covered the don'ts. Left off with the for sale by owner is one of the biggest pain points that we've seen out there for sellers. But getting into the things that you want to do. And this goes back to the engaging your real estate agent right away to help determine which of these things and how to go about it. But one of the biggest returns that you can do when getting your home ready is fresh paint on the walls. If the paint is, you know, scratched up, scuffed up, chipped away, whatever it might be.
Or any of the colors that are on the Easter spectrum. All those pastel colors.
I think we have some of those colors in my daughter's room.
Absolutely. But you'd probably paint it before you sell your house, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably. And that's where, you know, I carry a paint chart with me. And, you know, I know when we do our staging walkthroughs, when we have Becca come through, we'll talk about paint colors and which ones to go with. Because, you know, I've seen people once again, they'll try to do that on their own and then maybe not pick the tones that might be the best. I mean, if you're going to paint, you might as well, you know, take as much info as you can get to get what's going to be the best for the sale of your home.
It is the cheapest improvement with the most return you can do. And then also one more thing, if you know you're not a good painter, if you know you're going to get paint on the trim or there'll be runs or you'll get it on the ceiling, it's really affordable to hire a painter and you will get more return from a little more expensive paint job by a professional.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are good at it, it makes a big difference.
Well, I will be one of the first to say I am not a great painter when it comes to hitting the trim. Invest in lots of masking tape. I've heard if you should be spending as much time taping as you are painting.
Oh, it takes me longer to prep the room for paint than it does for me to actually paint it.
Yep.
Well, and on that note, people tend to forget about the trim. And just as a photographer and a realtor, that's the first thing I notice. If everything looks great, but the trim is dingy.
Oh, yeah.
Old and chipped, it just is glaring to me, and then it makes me think, oh well, they've done a little bit of work, but they weren't actually maintaining during their ownership.
Yeah, they call that lipstick on a pig, I think. Right?
Yep. Declutter and some depersonalization, and this is where, you know, when we walk through once again with the stager, talking about what pieces to take out, what pieces to leave, how to prep bookshelves and countertops and nightstands and dressers and all of that to get it ready, because we do what we call staging for photography. Mm-hmm. All right, there's one thing to have it ready for a person to walk through. Which can be different than mm-hmm. what you might do for just getting good room perspective. I think we have on the House Geek site the top 5 things to do to get your home ready for sale. And we did that example of the room staged and unstaged, and you can see how it brings perspective and brings and highlights those rooms.
Yeah, I sold my house, I want to say about 2 years ago, and I have a few pieces of antique furniture that I absolutely love and cherish. A couple of them came from, family members, got passed down over history. Some of those I left in the room, but some of them I took out. I absolutely love these pieces. They're in my new home, but I took some of them out because I wanted the room to look bigger. It wasn't that I didn't like the pieces. It's that they would detract from the photos or make the room look too small in the photos or give you a cramped feeling in the room.
Right. We just did that with a property you and I went through, mm-hmm. to have some of the bookshelves taken out. There are these really nice, big, built-in bookshelves, which are still available, but mm-hmm. we just took them out of the room for the photography piece of that. So that is such an important part because photos are the face of your property.
It's actually the first showing.
Yeah. Yeah.
First
two or three showings.
Yeah. People see it online and they decide if they want to come out to it. If they do come out to the home, it's because the home was presented well online in the photos.
Well, and this, you know, we mentioned the don'ts. Don't take your own photography. Well, let's go right back to the do's. Make sure that your agent is hiring a professional real estate photographer.
Kirk and I both have a few thousand dollars invested into nice DSLR cameras and nice multiple lenses. We both have wide angle lenses and we both are amateur photographers.
Yes.
We're amateurs. Neither of us take our own real estate photos, and agents pay for them, or they should.
Yeah, exactly. It goes back to value, right? You know, what is it, the values that your agent is providing? So, you know, photography, staging, having somebody they can go to for staging, the marketing, different tools that they use. We'll touch on that in a minute. But it is that. On the same note, though, is, you know, don't oversell a property online. So some mistakes that I see made is too many photos of the same room, that it's almost like you can give too much information out there, or you can set an expectation which is above what the reality of that property is. I mean, the prime example is, you know, it's a two bathroom house, but one of the bathrooms is that toilet in the basement mm-hmm. next to the washing machines. Mm-hmm. You know, you're so much better off just saying it's a one bath house, and that, that, you know, let them come there, let the buyers come there and go, oh, hey, there's plumbing down here, we could add a bathroom. And so you turn what's a negative, like, oh, this is not a bathroom, to, oh, we could add a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even put that in the notes.
Yeah, I saw that the other day, and I almost called the agent, and I'm like, good for you. Like, they put in the notes, like, toilet and basement, option to add a bathroom. And I'm like, I just don't see that very often. It's, you know, 75-80% of the time, it's two bathroom, you know.
I sometimes see that with bedrooms. It's, like, barely more than a closet. But it's counted as a bedroom, and it's like, that's not going to work for most people that need that second or third bedroom.
You know, and as a seller out there, think about how many times you want to leave your house. Every time you get a showing request, you're going to feel compelled to do the dishes and vacuum and clean up all the toys. And, you know, it gets difficult. So if you're misleading people to come into your house and then instantly they have a negative feeling because the toilet in the basement is what you're calling the second bathroom, which you legally can do, but you know, those people are going to have that negative feeling. You're going to put in a bunch of work getting the house ready. You're not, dinner's away from home. And, you know, so you can make it easier on yourself by attracting people that are serious about buying a one bathroom property, and get there and be pleasantly surprised. And it's less inconvenience for you.
Well, and that kind of goes back to the photography element as well. Can you sell your house with bad photography or amateur photography? Probably in this market you can. However, the point is being able to sell it at top dollar as quickly as possible. And then you cut down on all those showings, all the inconvenience, all the stress, versus having the dark, dreary photos and waiting for people to gradually come through when you could have had professional photos and had multiple offers day one, potentially.
I tell my clients to go back and look at the homes that have been listed for a while, because that's the one area where you can do some negotiation.
And yeah, for buyers,
So often you find that those are great, not always, but oftentimes they're great homes with bad pictures, and people chose not to see it because they're chasing all the new stuff coming on now because they're afraid they're going to miss out on the perfect new home that's coming on the market.
Well, and that's the, you know, wrap up with this. You want an agent that's going to provide a lot of different marketing out there. So doing consistent updating, changing of marketing, keeping properties fresh, not just doing a one-shot, put it out on the MLS. You got to make sure you have somebody who's engaged, an agent that's engaged with your property.
And doing marketing prior to it, hitting the market, pre-list marketing to build up the anticipation for this beautiful new home that's coming on that everybody's going
to
want.
Yes, goes to that contact your agent right away piece of the pie. All right, so hopefully you enjoyed the show this week. If you have any questions for us thinking about getting your home ready for sale, feel free. You can give us a ring at 612-207-5388. Check out that housegeeks.com. We have a ton of videos about getting your home ready to sell, just different market conditions. Thanks. We'll be back next week.